listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Grease and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is off to a great start to the work week. This 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Heavenly Wings with locations at Brainerd Road and 3rd Street to serve you. Well, this is our weekly spot where we visit with UTC football coach Russ Huseman. The Mocs win 20-17 at Wofford. They move up to number 4 in the polls. Coach, it seems like we've got a weekly pattern here of bringing you on after a close win and after moving up in the polls. I guess there are worse ways to live. So, Coach, congratulations on that. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I guess there are worse ways to live. I don't know many of them. My dad left me a message after the game. He said, "I can't believe you're a football coach. I don't know why you do this." He lives and dies with them up there, and when he's watching it on the internet there. But it'll take some years off your life, those kind of games.
All right, I gotta ask, when it is a tie and you've got Enrique Ribeiro lining up for a 38-yard game winner right before the snap, what is going through your mind? Is it all about the field goal? Are you already scripting a couple of potential overtime plays should the kick miss? What are you thinking about in a tie game when you've got a kick on the last play?
Well, you got time for overtime. We got it down to 4 seconds. We let it go down, so we knew that'd be the last play before overtime. The one conversation that I had, and I actually didn't even know the play that our offense had called, when there was 33 seconds to go, and we went for it on 4th and 2, and we were right around midfield. I wasn't on the offensive side. They were figuring out what they wanted to do and the play that they wanted to run. I was on the headset with Adam Braithwaite, our defensive coordinator, talking about what we were going to do if we didn't get the first down, what we were going to do to defend them so we didn't let them get into field goal range. So we had kind of started that conversation just a little bit, to kind of stay ahead there. When it was 4 seconds, you're just, saying a couple prayers and watching things unfold, because we would have, once it goes to overtime, you got some time to kind of figure things out.
When you were walking out of there, it's the first time you've walked out of there a winner. It's the first time the program has since 1998. I know it was a closer call than you wanted, but what did it feel like walking out of there with a win?
Well, it felt great. When I went into the locker room after the game, you could see how excited the players were. And, a couple things I talked to him. I said, first thing I told him was, I said, 4 years ago, we would have never won this game, guys. So look how far y'all have come in a 4 year span of time. And I said, also, the tougher the games, the sweeter the victory. So, both those things, I think, gave our guys, they were so excited. And then they did the ole, ole, ole chant for Ribeiro in the locker room. So it was pretty cool.
You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, if I gave you an over-under of 3 on the number of times you mispronounce Enrique's name in a given week, what are you going with?
Well, over for sure. No question about that. That's why I just call him Enrique.
Right.
And I'm not sure if that's even – anybody even calls him that. But
right.
For some reason, it just comes out Enrique all the time.
Well, and before we move on to next week, any truth to the rumor that you held the offense back so you could finally get that elusive 3-point win?
Well, that was the first thing that Jay Blackman said to me as we were walking to do the radio show. He said, you won by 3, so your record's gotten better. So Jay's hitting me with it now. And then Gene Hanley, our crack sports writer, first things he said to me too. So, I think if people would kind of look back at that, and I haven't studied it closely, but I would probably guess maybe 9 out of those 11 losses were probably against top 5 ranked teams in the country when we weren't real good at the time. So I don't feel like I don't know if that's going to identify me for a long time or not, but I guess people like to talk about it.
Well, Coach, you know how we do. We gotta focus on some minutia detail of negativity. Otherwise, we're not doing our job.
I don't know. You got Jay Blackman joining in on the club too now. I don't know. I don't understand that.
All right, you've got Western Carolina in the 180 Bowl this week. They're 5-2, and y'all are dominating the league. 5 years ago, I could have bought Mars if I had bet on that scenario.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because they kicked off homecoming week in the UC today, and you know the mayor, you know all that stuff, and when I got up to talk, I said 8 years ago, Chattanooga did not win a conference game and Western won one, and that was against Chattanooga. I said now we got a 5-2 and a 6-1 team playing for a championship on Saturday. You're right, it's strange things right now.
You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman here on Press Row. Of course, this week, Terrell Owens will be coming back for homecoming. Coach, who would be on your Rushmore of UTC football players all time? And I know this is putting you on the spot.
Well, T.O. for sure. T.O. in Chattanooga next to each other is huge for us, and it's huge in the recruiting part of it because people can relate to T.O., and when they see Chattanooga next to his name, I mean, that is a huge thing for us in the recruiting process. So we're excited T.O.'s coming back. Will Healy has kind of built a relationship with him and has done a great job of staying in contact with him and setting it up. And T.O. tweets some things about us in the football program, which is great. He came to Western Carolina about 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember. It may have been the last time we played Western at home. It might have been 2 years ago. And he's a great guy. I mean, he's a personal, really nice, open to people. I was extremely impressed with him.
Who else you got on that Rushmore?
Oh, you know, I'd say Chattanooga football players. You know, I think probably just because I heard somebody has talked about him today was Curtis Boo Boo Rouse.
Mm-hmm.
Was a great player in a great NFL career. Eldra Buckley, great player. I think B.J. Coleman did so much for this program while he was here, you know, to get it kick-started. Obviously Buster Screen, Davis Toll, those guys who are going to have long careers in the NFL. So,
Coach, you're on about a 7-person Rushmore.
That's all right. He's got
to
be like that.
How many supposed to have?
It's supposed to be four. And if your man Rike makes a couple of more money kicks, you're going to need to find a spot for him up there.
I guess. Oh, four. I couldn't leave people out. But I guess if I had my real true Rushmore, it would probably be Buster, Davis, T.O., and probably B.J. Coleman.
That's a good one. All right, and before we let you go, Derek Crane now leading the Southern Conference in rushing. How does he kind of compare to some others that you've had? I mean, he's just a blue collar, seems to get better by the week, better as the game progresses.
Well, he's completely different than everybody we've had because of exactly what you said. Just such a blue collar player, blue collar mentality. Every time he's in the game, whether the ball's in his hands or not, you know he's going to do the right thing, whether it's pass protection, you know, blocking for somebody, running the football. And I believe he is probably as good a blue-collar guy that I've been around. I've been around flashier guys, you know, probably more talented guys. But as far as one that I've been around, he's probably the best just because of the blue-collar nature. And you love those guys. I mean, that's football right there, man. You love talking about the Derek Cranes and the blue-collar players. And just a fantastic kid. And I don't know if you guys have got to meet him or talk to him, but just he's as good as it comes.
All right, the number 4 UTC Mocs hosting Western Carolina for homecoming Saturday at 2 o'clock. Coach, thank you as always for joining us, and congratulations again of coming out of Wofford with the W.
Thanks, gentlemen. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.